Can taking Metro prevent shark bites? That's the contention of an ad in stations and trains throughout the region. It's part of a Metro public relations campaign to highlight the effects of climate change and how taking public transit can help. If you've seen the ads and wondered about them, you're in good company, as WAMU environment reporter Jacob Fenston tells us.
To the average commuter, the shark bite ad may cause a raised eyebrow or a... The ad shows a black shark fin on an orange background. It reads, "More CO2 could lead to increased shark bites. Keep the sharks at bay. Take Metro." I stopped a few people walking past the ad in the U Street station.
What do you think the connection between shark bites and climate change is?
I would say, if I had to guess, it would have to do something with...
Ashley Graham thought maybe it had to do with low oxygen levels in the water.
But I don't know if that's realistic at all.
Ronald Lewis thought possibly climate change would disrupt the food chain so sharks would go looking for something new to eat.
People are swimming in the ocean. Sharks decide, oh, let's eat the people. I don't know.
Now, I'm not a shark expert, and neither are these people, but marine biologist David Schiffman is.
As someone who studies sharks and shark conservation, and in fact someone who has been involved in studies of climate change in sharks, this caught my attention because it's nonsense.
Metro's other climate change ads are on pretty solid scientific ground. There's one about Arctic ice melting. That's one of the most well-known effects of climate change. There are other ads about extreme weather and impacts on agriculture. And it's true that taking Metro is a great way to reduce greenhouse gas emissions compared to driving. But the shark bite ad, Schiffman kept seeing it on his commute. It started to preoccupy him. He thought,
maybe I'm crazy and maybe there is a causal link somewhere that I've never heard of.
So he decided to investigate. He reached out to about a dozen of what he says are the world's leading experts on how climate change affects marine mammals.
One person told me that I made them spit out their coffee. One person said, if I'm being charitable, it's imaginative.
Schiffman wrote up his investigation for his blog, Southern Fried Science. In the post, he runs through all the possible explanations for how climate change could cause more shark bites, from most to least ridiculous, starting with,
climate change is going to lead to sea level rise, and that's going to flood our cities, and that means people just walking down the street going about their day-to-day business are going to be bitten by sharks. No. That's not how sea level rise works.
One slightly more plausible explanation came from Chuck Bangley at the Smithsonian Environmental Research Center. He's one of the experts Schiffman consulted. Bangley studied sharks along the coast of North Carolina and found there was a big increase in the number of bull sharks in 2011 and 2012. When he looked at what environmental factors might be involved,
the water temperature in particular lit right up as being associated with this increase in shark numbers.
So there it is. Warmer water equals more sharks, so probably more shark bites, right? Wrong. For one thing, the sharks were mostly small.
Some all the way down to the size that they're born.
Baby sharks, probably not biting anyone. And then there's this inconvenient fact.
An increase in shark activity in one area might actually point to a decrease in shark activity somewhere else.
Anyway, Bangley says a few more sharks in one place isn't what's scary about his research. Rather, it's the big picture, all the ways climate change is already wreaking havoc on ecosystems. Sharks are shifting north, and so are many other creatures, from clams to lobsters. In the end, David Schiffman came up with two plausible explanations for Metro's shark bite ad, neither of them very satisfying. First,
when it's warmer out, more people go to the beach, and when more people go to the beach, there's a higher chance of a shark bite.
Still, he says it's astronomically unlikely, and it's kind of unfair to blame the sharks for a change caused by human behavior. Schiffman says the most likely explanation is the ad is just flat wrong.
One of my good friends was just baffled by how obsessed I became with this ad and said, quite simply and correctly, Metro ads are not peer-reviewed.
Indeed, Metro seems to concur with this explanation. When I asked for an interview about the ad, a spokesperson wrote in an email, quote, "This is about choosing Metro as a sustainable transportation mode, something that is not in dispute." He went on to say, "It's an ad, not a white paper." For WAMU, I'm Jacob Fenston.